find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We worship you, God. We love you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise today, God, because you are a holy, righteous, and awesome God. And Lord, we love you on today. We lift up your holy name right now, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We have to tell you today that we love you, Lord. We have to tell you, God, that we exalt your holy name. We have to tell you today, God, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are our Alpha, our Omega, the beginning and the ending. You are our sustainer. You are our deliverer. You are our shield, our buckler. You are the God, oh my God, that is the great God. You are our healer. You are our mental stabilizer. Oh, Jesus. You are the one who, God, who takes us out of the storm. You are the one who protects us in the storm. You are the one, God, who pulls us out at the last moment, right before the enemy tries to fully destroy us. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have come in, God, and that you are the God that made the promises to us. You are the God that said that you would do these things, Father, and you have never, God, left us. You have never, oh, Jesus, forsaken us. You have never seen the righteous forsaken, the your seed begging for bread. And so, God, I thank you, God. I just thank you, Lord. I got to thank you. I have to thank you. I must thank you, God, because you are so, 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 so mighty. And you are so awesome. And so, God, we just come before you tonight, God, if there's anything, God, that we've done, any, God, disobedience, any omission, Father, anything that we have done that is not right before you, Father, we ask that you forgive us, God, for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. We knew the right spirit within us, God. And so, God, today I ask you, as your word goes forth, as your prophetic goes forth, whatever that you want to do on tonight, God, I ask, God, that you move by your power, you move by your anointing, you move by your glory, God, so that today you will be elevated, that you will be exalted, that you will be edified in everything that we do on tonight, God. Draw somebody into the kingdom tonight, God. Draw somebody in by your love. Draw somebody in by your kindness, God. Let them know just how wonderful that you are. Reveal yourself to someone on tonight, God. Let them know that you are real. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you will never leave them and never forsake them, God. God, you said that if you draw them, that they can only come to you as you draw them. And so, God, I ask that you begin to draw our husbands. You begin to draw our wives. You begin to draw our children. You begin to draw our nieces and our nephews and our uncles and our aunts, God. God, I ask that you begin to draw by your spirit on tonight, Father. Let someone know through your word that you love them. Let someone know through your word, God, tonight that you are there for them. And God, I pray for the sick tonight, God, that you will heal the sick, God. I'm asking, God, for miracles to happen through this calling tonight, God, that as people are listening, God, that they will be healed instantaneously by your power. As people are hearing what the word is, God, I pray that even mentally, that you will heal them mentally, God, that you will heal them physically, emotionally, whatever that they are needing tonight, God. I ask that you bring forth your healing on tonight, Lord. I ask this in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we praise you. Amen, amen. This is Apostle Marvin Prevost with Extreme Ministries, with Pastor Ian Friends and Man at the Movement. Amen. And I'm just so honored, amen, to be on here another month with you. We're on here every first Monday, excuse me, every first Tuesday of the month. And so we're going to ask that you mark your calendars, make sure that you get to hear what the Lord is saying, but not just the first Sunday, or the first Tuesday, excuse me, but every Tuesday, listen to Man at the Movement with Pastor Edward. He is blessing so many people, but again, I'm just so honored to be a part of tonight and what God wants to do on tonight. And this is a prophetic movement that God is going to be doing. And God uses me in the prophetic. He uses me in intercession. And then he allows me to teach. I'm a teacher as well. And so, again, I'm just so honored to be here on tonight. And now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And I taught this message once before, not on this call, but I taught it about a week ago. But this message just won't get out of my spirit. And I said, well, God, there may be someone that has already heard this message, but the Lord just won't let me let go of it. Every time I began to think about something else, you know, I was just blank. He would not allow me to go to another way. And so I just gave in tonight. I said, God, do what you want to do on tonight. Amen. But let's turn to, again, Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And this is a well-known verse that I'm about to read, and it's at the potter's house. That is that's the main title of these verses. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working the wheel. I'm going to read that number 3 again. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping, and that's the key word tonight, shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. And I really love verses 3, 4, and 5, really. And I want to read that again. I want us to get this into our spirit tonight. Get these verses into our spirit tonight. It says, I went down to the potter's house and I saw him. I saw the potter working at the wheel. I saw the potter working at the wheel. It says, but the pot he was shaping, that's the word shaping from the clay, was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it or reshaping it as seemed best for him. And then the verse 6 says, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. And the word gave me that, and the Lord gave me that word reshaping. Reshaping. And and I'm going to do some definitions tonight, but re means to do it again. Re means to do something again maybe another form, fashion, in another way, in another thing that the potter is trying to do. And so as I looked at that word reshaping means to form again. It means to mold something. It means to form it or mold it into a particular condition. That's good. See, reshaping means to form something and to mold it into a particular condition. And I love that about particular, and particular means specific. There's a specific way that the potter is failing you. There is a specific way that God is reshaping you or shaping you into the destiny that He has for you. And men, I know that other men, that society, and that the world has tried to shape us into what they wanted us to be. But now God is coming in and He's saying, now I need to reshape you. Just like in the scripture, it talks about being marred, that the clay is marred because or damaged or not in its original form because of what the world system has tried to tell our men how to live, has tried to tell our men how to act, has tried to tell our young men how to act. See, the world has already tried to tell us how we should be, how we should act, how we need to walk, how we need to talk, how we need to respond, how not to not respond, how to cry, how not to cry, how to be bold, how to be courageous, and that the world has taught us these things that is not always in alignment with what the Word of God says. But God says that we're in a reshaping period in our lives. We're in a reshaping period in some of your ministries. There's a reshaping going on. And there's some reshaping even being done in some of the churches throughout the world. And because even in our ministries and our churches, that even the church world has tried to shape us. Oh, come on, y'all gotta listen to this. Even the church world has tried to shape us into something that God has not destined for us to be. Yes, you may be good at what you do. Yes, you may be good at preaching, but maybe God didn't call you to preach. Maybe you might be good at singing, but did God truly call you to be a singer? You may be good at the gift of health, but did God call you into the gift of health? See, even the church world has came in and tried to shape us into something that God did not shape us to be. And yet they had good intentions. Yes, they wanted to be a blessing, but they shaped us into something and someone that God has not destined for us to be. And so again, God has to come in and begin to reform us and to remand us into a particular, a specific condition that is meet for the Master's use, that is able to be used by the way that God truly wants to use you. See, that's why there's some of us on this call that it seems like that your ministry is going backwards, but God said your ministry has not gone backwards. I'm just pulling you back to reshape you into the place that I want you to be. Your ministry is not dying. I'm just pulling you back and reshaping the ministry so that you will be at its peak performance, at its peak immunity, and as they say, at the peak oil that God wants you to be in. So there's no more time for us just to be good. There's no more time for us just to preach, okay? There's no more time for us just to say that we preached a good message or we hooped and we hollered. But see, God wants to reshape us into what He has destined for us to do. And like I said, even the church world has reshaped us into somebody that are truly not, that there are apostles on this call, that God has called you to be an apostle. There are prophets on this call, that God has called you to be a prophetess or a prophetess. But the churches came in, and the churches said there are no more apostles. The churches came in and said there are no more prophets. The churches came in and said there are no more prophetesses, that all of those things have been done away with. But the scripture says that the church needs the fivefold apostle ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the teacher, and the pastor, for the edification of the church, for the growth of the church, for the maturing of the church, until we all come into the unity of the knowledge of God and come into the fulfillment of what God has called us into. He said the church has shaped us to where we don't need the specific operations or anointing in ministries. But see, God is coming in, and he is reshaping. And see, this is for some prophets and apostles on this call, that God is coming in, and he's reshaping your ministry. Yeah, they called you just to minister before, but when God reshapes you and puts you back out there, then they're going to see the prophetic that is truly in you. They just called you a pastor. Lord, when God pulls you back and begins to reshape you, then God is going to put you back out there as the apostle. My Jesus. See, God is going to, he's reshaping the church world. It even feels that sometimes that the church is not even effective no more. But God told me it's not that the church is not effective. It's not that the church is not that we are weak. It's just that he has pulled us back. He's dialed us back so that he can reshape us because we have been marred. Oh, my God. We have been marred by the church system. We have been marred by the modern day, we have been marred by the modern day organizations that we have out there. There are so many organizations that don't believe in the prophet, don't believe in the apostle, don't believe in the bishop, don't believe in those things, but God says that I am reshaping, that I am pulling the church back. No, you are not. God said that you are not not effective. He said that you are not going to the wayside. But he said, I'm reshaping you. And see, some of us, we've been going through some hell and high water lately. We've been going through some devastating things. We've been going through some hard situations. And we think that God has just forgotten about us. We think that God has pulled us back from ministry. We think that God has pulled his hand away from us. But God says, no, I have not. He said, I have dialed you back to reshape you, to put you into the particular position, the specific condition that I want you to be in, and that I'm going to re-put you out there or relaunch you out into the world. My God. And so God is in there. He's in the reshaping, and he said, he's adjusting you. Uh-huh. It means that he's dialing you back, like I said. And, you know, dialing back, it just means that you're pushing back a little bit, that you're not as seen, that you're not as on the main scene, but God is dialing you back. He also said that he's fine-tuning. He's fine-tuning you, which means that means that he's making you a little bit better. That means that he is getting some things out of your life that are not even needed any longer. He's getting some situations out of your life that are not needed any longer. He's getting even calls and things that man has put on you, and he has told you back to fine-tune you, because that's really not what God called you to do. That's what man called you to do, but it's not what God called you to do. So it's also he talks about the modifying. We're saying that he's modifying some things. He's remodeling. Oh, my God. So there's some major remodeling in the spirit. So there's some major remodeling in our ministries. I said there's going to be some major remodeling, even with we felt like that we were fitting in to the church. Well, but now we feel like that we're an oddball in the kingdom of God. And because you feel like an oddball, it's because God has dialed you back again. He's reshaping you. He's getting those nerves. And see, what I think about nerves too, I think about all those church hurts that you have experienced. I think about all those times when the church has devastated you and hurt you and tried to kill you and who God called you to be. You have been married by the church. There's some people on this call that you have been hurt, that you've been devastated, and you have been married by the church world. You don't even trust anymore because of how people treated you. You don't believe anymore because of what people said to you. You don't want anymore because you're afraid of what people are going to think. But God said that I'm going to put you back out there. I'm remodeling you. I'm I'm revamping you. I'm shifting your ministry. I'm pouring your ministry. He said, I'm doing this thing in your life. I'm doing the rearranging. I'm doing the turning in your life. He said, allow me to change you. Allow me to shift you. Allow me to revamp you. Allow me to reshape you. He said, if you allow me to do it, then I'll put you out there as fine bedroom. If you allow me to change you, I will put you out there as the greatest thing that I have made. He said, if you allow me to reshape you, he said, that you will not believe where I'm going to put you. He said, I have places all over this world that I'm going to put you that people have never heard of your name. But because of me in you, they're going to see you. They're going to hear you. And they're going to receive the God that is in you. God is going to push you. Oh, God, Jesus. He said, I'm reshaping you. I'm remodeling you. I'm revamping you. I'm shifting you. I'm telling you, as you guys say, quit fighting the process. My God. See, some of us in this fight, we're fighting the process. We don't really want to go through the process. We really don't want to go through the struggle. We really don't want to go through the press. We don't really want to go through the heartache. We really don't want to go through the difficulties. But God said, you must go through the difficulty. You must go through the hard time. You must go through the frustration. You must go through that time that is hard. God said that you must go through. He said, quit questioning everything that you're going through. He said, as you walk through the valley and the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, but I am with you. My Lord and my faith, they comfort you are preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said, even your enemies are going to see you. Even the ones who mocked you and laughed at you are going to see you. Even the ones who try to change your name, try to change your title, try to change your anointing. And you're going to say, I'm going to put you back out there. And they're going to not understand how God brought you up from a place of nothing. They're not going to understand how God brought you up in a place of nothing. They're not going to understand that God said, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing this thing in you. I'm changing you. I'm shifting you. I'm rearranging you. He said, don't fight the process. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, let me back up a little bit. Jeremiah 1 and 5, and we know the scripture too. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And as I was reading the scripture the other day, I've read it for 26 years, 27 years, and God showed me something even in the scripture. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Ah, Jesus. And he knew you. And God showed me that he knew more than three days. He knew the times that I was going to be disobedient. He knew the times that I was going to be rebellious. He knew the times that I was going to be frightened. He knew the times that I was going to walk in fear. He knew the times that I was going to be do what he called me to do. He knew the times that I was going to walk out and do my own thing. He knew the times when I was going to be a whoremonger. He knew the times when I was going to go out there and do everything that I wanted to do, but he still decided to form me. He still decided to shape me, to form me in my mother's womb, even though he knew just how bad I was going to be, even though he knew I was going to walk out of him, even though he knew I was going to curse him, even though he knew I was going to blaspheme, but he still decided, my Jesus, this is for somebody, he still decided that he was going to form me. He still decided that he was going to shape me because he knew that even through all of my mess, Pastor Ian, even through all of my distress, even through all of my difficulties, my disobedience, he knew one day that I would walk in obedience. He knew one day I would walk in favor. He knew one day I would walk in his anointing. He knew one day I would walk in his glory. And that's why he decided to form me, even when he was shaping me. And see, the world tried to reshape me even after I was born. See, God had a specific thing in you, a specific calling in you, a specific glory in you. And as you go, and when you were born, the world began to change and to reshape you. So God said, I had to come in. I had to come in, and I had to reshape you. And so Psalms 139:13, he says that you are fearfully and that you are wonderfully made. He says that as you in your mother's womb, you were fearfully and that you are wonderfully made. Even though all of your dead are called, even though he knew when you were 20 years old that you woke up, even though he knew when you were 25 that you would sleep around, even though he knew that when you were 30 that you would walk out of the church, that God still declared it to form you, because he knew when you turned 35 that you were walking your prophetic. He knew when you turned 40 that you would be an apostle. He knew that when you were 45 that you would be a bishop. He knew when you were 50 that you would be traveling all over the world. See, God knew that he had to begin to reshape, he had to begin to reshape you and to remold you and to change you into his glory. And the scripture, if you get it, also John 14:12, it says, "Verily I say to you, whosoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these." See, God showed me that before I was reshaped in this time, before God began to reshape us in this season, that we were walking and doing the good works, that we were doing the works that he was doing. He said that after this reshaping takes effect, after this reshaping truly changes you, when I'm finished with this reshaping, he said, you're going to begin to do the greater works. Oh, God. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, you'll just do some more. Oh, God, I hear that one. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, all you will do is the works. He said, if you don't allow me to reshape you, you will never do the greater works. He said, I do not have you on this earth just to do works. He said, because works without faith is dead anyway. And he said, so you can't do just the works, but I called you to the greater works. I called you to the greatest works. And he said, as I am reshaping you, as I am reforming and remolding you, as I am adjusting you, as I'm dialing you back, as I'm fine-tuning, as I'm modifying, remodeling, rebuilding, turning, and shifting your ministry, he said, you are being prepared for the greatest works. If you just want to stay in the other work, stay in the other work, and you will never get to the place of the greater works. But see, now I've pretty much decided, and I know many people on the call have decided, God, I want to do the greatest works. I want to do the greater works than even Jesus did. I want to do the greatest works that you have called me to do. And so God is preparing us, y'all. He is preparing us in this reshaping period to give us, to put us in the greater works, to put us in the greatest works that he has created. And I think about that clay. I think about the potter, and I think about that clay. Not one time has the clay ever told the potter their opinion. Oh, come on now. I never heard clay tell the potter their opinion. I never heard a clay say, I don't want to be a house. I don't want to be a pot. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. I never heard the clay tell the potter what they want to be. Oh, God. And that's why we have so many people now in the body of Christ telling God, I want to be a prophet. I want to be a prophetess. I want to be a pastor. I want to be an apostle. I want to be a bishop. I want to be a senior. I want to travel all over the world. But maybe you don't have an opinion.
Amen. Come on, pray with me. The devil is alive. The word was going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Marvin dropped off, and I know he'll be back in just a minute. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your prophetic release right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are elevating, that we are growing, and we are going to another level in you. Have your way. We reach our hands toward the man of God right now, Lord, that as he is coming back on board, that, Lord, you will no weapon formed against his call, no distraction, no disconnect, but that, Lord, he will be put back clear on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. What a word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophetic word is being released right now. Get ready to position yourself, as I always remind you, to go to that next place. the next place that God has to dwell for your life. And it's also to dwell for my life. So I thank God right now. Let's see if we can help. I'm going to play a worship song as we wait, get him back on. Don't hang up. Let me just call his number and get him back on here. You guys bear with me. My prayer warriors, I need you to pray for me, God, as I get this.
How many want the Lord to reign on you?
Do you want him to reign on you? There he is. He's back on now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, man of God.
Sorry about that. My call just dropped. I don't know why.
You're back
on
now.
Sitting down and just thought.
You're back on now.
I'm back on. Amen. So God is saying for us that he is doing this reshaping, this revamping in our life. But again, he's saying that the clay cannot tell the potter their opinion. The clay does not have a will against the potter. The clay does not have a set on desires for the clay. See, the clay cannot tell the potter how they want to be made. And so God is saying, let me do this reshaping in your life. Let me do this changing in your life. Allow me to revamp your ministry to the greatest works that I want to do in your life. He said, there are greater works. There are greater works that I want to do in your life. There are greater works that I want to do in your life, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. Let's just begin to pray once more. Amen. And I want each and every one of you to pray tonight for your reshaping period. The Lord showed me that many of us, we are going through some of the most critical times in our life right now. We are going through some of the hardest financial problems in our life. We're going through health issues. We're going through marital issues. We're going through child issues. We're going through work issues. It seems like, and it's not just one issue and then the next comes, but it's like it's one after the next, and I pile up two or three issues at the same time, and they're all major issues. And then we have the church world trying to tell us who we're not, trying to tell us that we can never be that, laughing at us so that will never happen, and laughing at our dreams, and laughing at the anointing that God has placed in us, because they said that cannot happen. So, and then we have the enemy, the devil, sitting here telling us, well, there's no way that God's going to use you. God has left you. God has forsaken you. There's no way that your wife loves you. There's no way your husband loves you. You might as well just break up. You might as well just walk out on your wife, walk out on your husband. You might as well get your divorce. They don't love you anyway. The enemy sitting here telling you, well, she hasn't loved you for the last 10 years. So we have all these things coming against us. We have we're hearing all of these different things coming against us. But I hear God saying that in this reshaping period, and the enemy knows that you're in the reshaping time. The enemy knows that you're in the middle of a transformation. The enemy knows that you're in the middle of being remodeled and revamped in your life, in your ministry, personally, professionally, ministry-wise. God is just revamping. He's just reshaping everything. And so don't allow the voice of the enemy. Don't allow the voice of the church, even the church. Don't allow the voice of your family to get you distracted from what God is doing in your life. And God even showed me that as the potter is standing, he has his hands around the clay. Then as he has his hands around the clay, it is protecting you from the hand of the enemy. But every time he takes his hands a little bit off and the person is back in again, every time he lifts up again, the enemy tries to slip in there and bring doubt. The enemy tries to slip in there and bring defeat. He tries to slip in there and tell you who you can never be. But I thank God that we're in a reshaping period. God, Jesus. And because we're in a reshaping period, God has shown me that he believes in who he made us to be. He does not repent for who he made us to be. He doesn't wish that he never did or never made us. But he says that he values us enough to where he's going to invest himself into us to remold us and to reshape us. See, any clay that is completely dried up and that is completely hard, then that's what gets thrown away. But if there's any moisture in that clay, or if any moisture or water can be added to that clay, then it causes it to be remolded again. And God showed me that that moisture or that water is the Holy Ghost. If we allow that Holy Ghost in us to continue to motivate us, to continue to give us hope, to allow it to work in us, then we're going to get to that greater works. So, God, I pray for all of your people tonight, God, that we are going through some difficult, hard times, oh, my God, in our life. But, God, I'm asking you that as you're reshaping your prophets, as you're reshaping your bishops, as you're reshaping your apostles, your pastors, your teachers, the people with the gift of healing, the gift of interpretation, whatever their gifts and callings are, God, I ask that you remind us that you are preparing us for the greater works in this reshaping. God, that you are preparing us for a time that we never thought that you would use us. And I hear God saying for everyone on this call that he is reshaping you to a place that you never thought that he would take you. He is reshaping you to a place that the church told you that you can never get to. My God. I believe this for Pastor E. And God has said that even the church has told you that you can only get to a certain place. You can only get to a certain level. You're only doing all of these things over the air so you can be seen. I hear that. But God is saying, no, I'm reshaping so that I'm going to present him to the world. And I think I said that last month, and let's say it again. I'm going to present Pastor E to the world in this reshaping period. But not just Pastor E, but many of the leaders on this call. God is going to reshape you, is reshaping you, and it's going to represent you to the world. But don't get upset because they start calling you to preach. Don't get upset because they haven't called you to prophesy. Don't get upset because you haven't been to the church to sing. God is saying that I had to dial you back. I had to fine-tune you in this time so that you can do the greater works for the kingdom of God. So, God, prepare us, give us hope again, God, give us peace through all of these situations that we're going through, knowing that our reshaping is almost over. Oh, God, the reshaping period is almost over. And I'm going to say that last thing, and I'm going to give it over to Pastor E. I hear God saying that the reshaping period is almost over. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor E, was there anything that you needed to say this evening?
Amen. Amen. No, I'm just basking in this word going forth. I'm being blessed. I want to give opportunity. I see we already got some lines lit up. I want to give opportunity for our listeners to they have a request of prayer. But that first request, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, dial one right now. We'll get you hooked up right now. You are our first priority. That one that got on here and heard a word that says, you know what? I've never heard that revelation that way, that now I know I can know God for my personal Lord and Savior. Dial one right now. We want to bring you in, but we want to open the lines for any caller that has a comment or a question for Apostle Marvin. Now, this show is transitioning. This, I know you guys are normally used to Tuesdays being Man Up, the movement. And yes, Apostle Marvin is still a covenant brother with Man Up, but we are transitioning here on the first Tuesday to prophetic release with Apostle Marvin. The flyer is almost done. I pray that the man of God is pleased when I send it to him tonight, but we'll be going forward with that. I need you to share this with your friends. Tell people about what's going on here at the network and how he is expanding and bringing other ministries here to now expand their ministries along with ours. Eric code 281 last 41160. You're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin. Good evening.
Good
Good evening, Pastor. How you doing? Hope all is well with y'all. Man of God, thank you for everything. Y'all been a blessing. Y'all been an encouragement. Thank you. I'm just praying for discernment and wisdom and for the Holy Spirit to completely change me.
Amen. Amen. And he is doing that. He is doing that. He's doing that. It's like you've been in a waiting period yourself. I hear the Lord saying, you've been in a waiting period yourself. But even your waiting period is almost over. And again, you're part of that reshaping, that reshaping that God is doing. But that waiting period is almost over. It's almost over. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Now, we're continually praying for you, and I know God is moving on your behalf, and you just heard that word. Your waiting period is almost over. Continue to press. God bless you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Area code 323, last 42161. I think this is Minister Carolyn. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, Pastor, and everyone else on the line. I came in at the end, but I was really touched because I've been going through some things right now. I'm going through health issues, and I'm in the hospital as we speak. Nonetheless, I was ordained as an evangelist and then as a minister, and I do street ministry, and I'm out there in the trenches, but those spirits from where I came from, they still lay on me. It wasn't until this week, and what the apostle said about reshaping. Now, I'm on Facebook all the time, and I had asked the bishop, you know, why did you pick me to ordain? You know, I still cuss, I still do. And she was like, you're right where you're supposed to be. God knows that, but you can still reach people that we can't reach. True, so that may be, but still I am to walk the walk that I talk. And it was ironic that I post a post, and ministers are on my page, and they all say something, and this is when it comes to the reshaping, and I feel loved and blessed by the man of God, Pastor E, because out of all the posts I put up and things that I say or things that may slip out my mouth or things that may not be right, he was the only person that said something to me this week. And it made me snap back, and that was the beginning, I feel, of the reshaping. And I used to say, well, I'm not a pulpit minister. I'm only meant to be in the trenches. But sometimes I really do want to stand on the pulpit. But I know that God was telling me, you're not ready because of the post that you put, because of the way you talk. And it's not like, you know, the lady that ordained me, well, God knows right where you are. Yes, but that's not where he wants me to stay. And I didn't understand that until Pastor E said something, and I redone it, and to me, that was divine, genuine love, because I felt like out of all the ministers that are on the page, all the people that say, Carolyn, I love you, all the people, you know, those may be people that are speaking about me behind my back, about my post, but Pastor E, it wasn't no talking about my back. He got on the post and said, what do you think you're doing right now? And so I'm also dealing with marital issues and health issues. But, you know, it tears me up, but it's hurt tears and also tears of joy that someone took the time to check me. You know, maybe people think that I'm unapproachable, but when you're supposed to be a woman of God, when you're supposed to do the work for God, you're supposed to be the most approachable person in the world. You're not supposed to run people away. They're supposed to seek you. You know, and so that's
right.
Where I am, and it makes me want more, but and I know that God has more for me. But I'm not totally about his business. So I have to confess that first.
Ooh,
and so
Lord.
Now I'm at the point, well, where do I go from here?
Ooh, Jesus. Apostle.
Jesus.
Well, let's just pray first for your healing. God, I just ask that you release a healing upon this woman of God, Lord. I pray, God, as she's in the hospital, God, that you'll begin to touch her body and that you'll begin to heal what is needing to be healed tonight, God. God, I'm believing that in this reshaping period, God, that there are some times where we may not understand exactly what you're doing. We don't understand why you're doing certain things, God, but we know that you are reshaping us. And God, I'm just praying, God, that she will be peaceful. There'll be peace upon her as she's going through this process, God. And God, but I'm asking that you heal her body tonight, God. Touch whatever that needs to be healed. And that you heal her, touch her family, touch her ministry, God, and allow her to continue to go forth in your will, God. But we also know that you're preparing her for the greatest works. He's preparing you for the greatest works. And he's allowing you to go through some of these things, preparation. He's not putting these things on you, but he's allowing these things to happen because he knows that you're built for this. He knows that you're able to sustain. He knows that you're able to endure hardships. He knows that you're going to be able to come out that the victor instead of the victim. And so that's why God has allowed you to experience these things, because he knows that you can handle it. He knows, again, that you're built for this. And he knows that you're going to come out on the other side doing the greater works. There are greater works in you. I hear that. There are greater works in you that have to be done. This is not to death. You shall not die. You shall not be crippled. You shall not, your body shall be obedient to the Spirit of God. And by his stripes that you're healed. Just know that God is preparing you for the greatest works. For the greatest works.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I just want to speak to your body right now, that the attack that's coming against your flesh for all of your hard work and all of your willingness to go hard and to get back in the trenches, and for all the traveling on the train and on the bus and driving your car, all those things that can wear and tear on your body, you want to remove any attack of the enemy on your flesh right now. That, as the apostle said, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. But by the believers that stand by faith with you right now, you're walking healed. By your faith, by my faith, by apostles' faith, by all of us on this broadcast that are connecting in the spirit and faith, you can walk heal right now. Come on, body, catch up with the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for an immediate move of the flesh right now, that the spirit will make a leap in you right now, and your liver, your kidney, your heart, your arteries, everything will start to reform into the newness that God has for you right now in the name of Jesus. I say it's done. I say it's finished. Woo, Jesus, I say it is complete in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Bless you, Minister Carolyn. He got you, and so do we.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
You can call me after this show.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know you were in the hospital, but call me after this show. God bless you. Anybody else want to get on this conversation, go ahead and dial 1. We want to give you an opportunity to have a word with the apostle. The prophetic release is going forward, and you can receive it. Now, just because you don't have something particular, you can connect with everything that's going on. You don't have to dial 1, and don't feel ashamed, but you can very freely. But if you don't, just pray with us and stand in agreement that God is moving on the behalf of the prayers of the effectual prayers of the righteous men that availeth much. Amen. Apostle, give us any updates what you have going on. I know you have a prayer line that goes on for leaders on Mondays. Anything else you have going on in your area? Hold on, Minister Terry wants to say hello. Good evening, Minister Terry. Welcome to Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Good evening, beautiful family. I tell you, Apostle Marvin, well, what a word, what a prophetic word. And you said, shaping, reshaping. Yes, he is reshaping. He is reshaping me constantly, because I tell you, the reshaping is taking place within. And it's it starts with me just renewing my mind, what I let sit in my mind. If I harbor something negative, that's what it's going to be. So I think positive, and sometimes I tell you, just saying in the word of God, it reshapes and renews my mind constantly. So reshaping, I know, and I know all glory to God, because through his son Jesus and his word, they reshaping me. Awesome word. I'm looking forward to every. What's the name of it again? Repeat that name again, Pastor E.
Prophetic release.
What's the name?
Prophetic release.
Prophetic release. I seen that on the feed when I was sharing it. Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, we changed the name already, but the flyer won't come out till this. Well, it'll be out for the next show, but you'll see it real soon. Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Closing remarks, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Like Pastor is saying, every Monday evening from 9:30 to 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time, we do have a call for all ministry leaders. So if you're in any type of leadership in the church, if God has called you to be a leader, then you are welcome to be on every Monday night from 9:30 to 10:15 p.m. You can find me on Facebook under Marvin Prevost. And then I send out the reminders each week for the call. We've been doing the call for about 5 years now, and we have leaders all over the country who get on. And so you're on every Monday evening. Locally, I will be on this Saturday night in West Virginia near Chapmanville, Chapmanville, West Virginia. I'll be at the Thursburg Church of God, ministering at that church. And then on Sunday morning, I'll be with Pastor Jonathan Frazier. I'm in Princeton, West Virginia, at Revolution Tabernacle. And then there's some other things going on throughout the month. But if you get on my Facebook page, you'll be able to see all the events that are going on. You can also go to Extreme Ministries International Fellowship. You can type that in Facebook, and then you can just like our Facebook page as well. And we keep everything updated, all events and all information going on and there as well.
Amen. 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 God bless you, man of God. I have been truly blessed and filled with the prophetic release of that word of God. God bless you, family. Thank you for joining us tonight. Join us tomorrow for the Now Network News at 7, 9, and 10. Myself, Minister Terry, Minister Rashad. I believe Brother Henry's going to. Brother Ford is going to even stop by with some of that, more of that financial information about fixing your credit. God is sending some warriors out to share some information. Do not forget White Friday 2017. Don't spend no money on Black Friday. Go start a Black or a AfriWealth because of our heritage, or African American bank, or a local bank for yourself, or and then go out and do some community service. You can check out that flyer on our pages for White Friday 2017. And yeah, we're getting ready for Crossover 2018. I need those ministers that want to be involved in the revival again to give me a confirmation. Pick your hour. We're going to go as many hours as we have speakers this year, and we're expecting a mighty move of God. Yeah, crossing over to 2018. God bless you guys, and know that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for covering me.
I don't want to sing the latest song. I don't want to percolate the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just wanna praise you now. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me. You gave me another chance. You saw my knees. Others saw my fall. You forgave me. I don't have to listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame? Or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You covered me in the midst of it all. You love me, gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was going to fall. You saved me. So in my life,
be glorified.
Yeah. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just want to say, you get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise, take all of the honor. I just want to say, you to get the praise.
You
take the
honor.
I just want to say, you get the glory. Father,
you get the praise.